This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Raj.
And Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some of you have been sat with us all the way from about 10 a.m. this morning and have been taking part in our poll that we've been running over on Twitter. It's a bit of a continuation from what the Breakfast Grill were asking you this morning when they were talking about working from home. We're going to kind of continue a little bit, add a few more angles to it, and ask you, if you were allowed to work from home permanently, would you, and why, and why not? The choices that you have are yes, no, on split shifts, or something else, and if it's something else, please do let us know what it is. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio, of course. So here's the thing. The idea of we're in this new norm, right? And I said this earlier on, but I'll say it again here. And what might have been a dream for many people is now a reality. You're being allowed to work from home, some of you. And for some, this has allowed them to spend more time with their friends and their family and has improved relationships and, for some, improved productivity. For employers, it could help reduce costs due to there being less office space needed, therefore less air conditioning and less electricity and all of that kind of stuff. Now, it could potentially be a win-win, but of course it does not come without its own set of problems. One of the big issues, of course, is about trust, whether or not you've got your work done on time and how much work you are actually doing and how is that kind of checked up on, and whether or not employees want to be checked up on is another thing, of course, which we'll all be discussing throughout the segment. We'll then be having a story about Singapore's robo-dogs. And how they are enforcing physical distancing.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It sounds like Singapore.
It sounds like robo-dogs.
Robo-dogs.
It's not a term for anything else.
I'm not saying a word about that story until we get to it.
Just yet, of course. And then we are wrapping up with a story about face mask vending machines. Where are they located?
Gee, it's also in Singapore.
Funnily enough, it's also in Singapore. I love the idea of the robo-dogs. I love the idea of the vending machines. And I also, of course, love the idea of working from home.
Yes.
We've discussed this quite a lot in recent weeks, and I'm sure you've heard a lot about it. And I'm sure a lot of you have been doing it, of course, whether it's video conferencing via Zoom or something else, whether you've been checking out some of the webinars that, of course, have been happening all over the place, and everybody's jumping on that bandwagon as well. Now, some of the bigger tech companies... Twitter, Facebook, Google, Alphabet have all allowed staff to work from home. Twitter are now allowing any staff who is able to work from home to work from home if they can. Facebook and Alphabet, I know, have allowed any staff to work from home until the end of the year, at least anyway. They've been given that option. So I don't know. The question is out there then. If you were given the opportunity to do it, would you say yes? Why or why not? Arvind?
Wow, that's a spot. But I don't know. I think the...
Don't sit on the fence, just be honest.
No, I think the split thing works. Right. Honestly, works. Because we were talking about this like four-day work week thing a while ago. And now I think people are realizing that you don't have to be at work more than 50% of the month. But also... if you do stay at home, then it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday about not knowing how to manage your time, or not knowing where the time is going, or just not having what do you call it, like splits between your work life and your life. So I think you have to come into the workplace to like meet people or just to hand things over on some level, even if it's not like a split team, even if it's not like a 50% thing, but on some level you need to touch base. Even if you don't have a space in the office, but you need to have an office to go to at some point.
Yeah, I think my stance on this is that I would take sort of like the work from home permanent stance if I could, but that's sort of with a few caveats. Like you said, when you do have to go into the office, because occasionally you will have to, you know, meet up with your colleagues, have meetings or whatever. Fine, absolutely fine. I don't mind coming in. But I want that sort of baseline to be from home and then to only be in the office when I need to. Because I think that one of the things that I have really enjoyed about, you know, being able to work from home is to manage my own time. And I think that, you know, although maybe some people are not suited to or might not prefer sort of managing their own time day by day. You know, for me, I like being a bit more flexible with my time. And I've always been, even in the office, I've always been pretty strict about setting boundaries when I stop and start work. So generally speaking, you know, if it's between the hours of 8 to about 6, like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., then I'm, you know, available for work stuff. After that, don't talk to me, basically. Yeah. but that's because I've always been very strict about enforcing those boundaries for myself and not everyone else's.
Mm. I think, exactly that. Another thing, when it comes to my mental health as well, it's dramatically improved my mental health.
Oh, yeah.
Without any shadow of a doubt, you know. And it's not because I don't enjoy coming to an office.
Yeah.
This office in particular, meeting my colleagues. But there is something about that boundary between home and work and somewhere in between which adjusts the way in which you think and the way in which you behave.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's the office politics that you believe in or you don't believe in or you perceive or you don't perceive, there is always that in every single office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is always something that will affect your mood one way or another. Eradicating that, and whether or not it's coming in on a split shift, so I'm only dealing with half of that, you know, has dramatically improved the way in which I think and which I work, and has made me just focus, you know, much, much better.
If are you basing that on like the long-term plan or just on what's happening now? Because the way I'm basing it is I'm thinking, would I want to permanently work from home for 6 months?
Mm.
And I don't think I could.
Mm.
I like it now because it's new and it's we've never done it before. And
the whole
just being able to wake up and make my own coffee without rushing out and trying to get to work and being in traffic, it's new. I can't remember the last time I was not rushing somewhere.
Mm.
So now it's new and I would choose like, work from home. You know, we can make that work. But 6 months down the road, if I was at home like every day of the week, I don't know. So how are you basing that decision?
So for me, with that 6 month hypothetical, I'm more than willing to do that. I think I'm already pretty introverted as it is, although people do not believe me when I say that. Just because I'm talkative does not mean I don't have a social battery.
Mm-hmm.
But also because in our line of work, generally speaking, the main thing that we need to come in is to do is like live shows and also to record interviews. And quite frankly, the recording interviews part I can do from home.
Yeah.
So
the
fact of the matter is our line of work allows us to do remote work in a way that maybe some other lines of work don't.
For sure.
So I'm kind of sitting here like, 6 months, sign me up.
I mean, even there are radio shows, Christine, around the world that are actually doing them from home.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
You know, it's not an impossibility. It's very much a reality for a lot of new radio shows nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case the management is listening. Anyway, we need to take a short break whilst I do that. We've got music from Rival Sons up next with Until the Sun Comes. Do let us know what you think about this. We'd like to hear your thoughts. We already have a whole bunch of votes, almost 400 votes so far. Get us via WhatsApp, though, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Let us know what you think. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Burger, fries, Milo. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Arvind Raj
and Christine Wong.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. The question we're asking, if you were allowed to work from home permanently, would you? Why or why not? Let's have a look at that poll because it's gone a little bit crazy over the last couple of hours. We have around 372 votes. And the numbers are?
The numbers are, surprisingly, 43%, which is the highest for split shifts, 38.2, very close at yes, 17.5 for no, which is also surprising, and then the others are just others. So we have a comment from a very familiar Roshan, who says, I think flexibility is important, health precautions aside, it would be nice to be able to WFH some days and work from office some days. However, communication will be key, and with that in mind, SOPs and etiquette is needed so that there's no overload and perpetual buzzing.
Yeah. So we're looking at almost 80% of voters would prefer to work from home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on Instagram as well, we posted on our Insta story the same question, but with just yes or no options. And 70% said yes, with 30% saying no. which I find very interesting, out of about like 50 or so responses. And one of the replies that we got was do like Dot, who said, it doesn't affect productivity and there's less time wasted on the road, which means less pollution.
This is true. Now, this is the thing, you know, when you are presented with this option and this option has been proven to actually work,
yeah,
which we have seen over yeah. the last couple of months, mm-hmm. now there's a lot of people have to be thinking, well, okay, this is perhaps something we should be thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think it's just the people. I think even employers will start to look at this and go like, do we need an office that's you know so huge? Do we need yeah. to use resources? Do we need to hire people to come in? Or can we do like remote working? Because there are people managing like entire companies from their bedrooms. Yeah. Like they've been doing it for the last 2 months. I know it's not like a full capacity thing, but people have been sitting in their studies and in their halls using laptops and running their companies. So, you know, why not? We also have a message on WhatsApp from Don, who says that, of course, WFH for life, more productive at work, more time for myself, avoiding traffic, saving money, side hustle, couldn't ask for more.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I think the traffic argument is a huge one. I think not having to commute to work saves so much time.
No parking mm-hmm. problems for no the most problems. Part. Mm-hmm. You know,
you save on petrol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although on Saturday, when I was popping out somewhere, I did notice a huge spike in traffic numbers. And the area in which I live, which is notorious for having no parking, had no parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, clearly a lot of people were out and about.
But I think also there are a number of people who also prefer to work in an office. And I think that it's important that we don't discount those people. I think,
for sure.
You know, the majority is very much so at the moment on the polls, on both polls, seems to be very like, we're okay working from home. But I think a lot of people, not just that they have to, but they actually like the office atmosphere and enjoy sort of talking to people face to face and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, it's interesting, you know, I would love to hear more from people who, you know, would say no to working from home and why.
Like Maggie Best has just messaged WhatsApp. She sent us a message where she says, prefer to work in the office despite the traffic jams. I like the break away from home. I could put in, what's that? I can't see it from here.
I can put on a different
hat. I'm getting old. I can't read it, Chris. I need a pair of young eyes.
Do you need me to read it out?
Yes, please.
So Maggie says, I can put on a different hat at work. Interaction with colleagues is definitely different from that with family members. In fact, I regularly ponteng rumah to give myself space. And I totally understand that. There was a period of my life where I basically, before I started working for BFM, where I was going stir crazy being at home. Mm. But that was because I didn't have the option. And I think that's the biggest point that I think we like to make is like, you know, when we say working from home permanently, it could be genuinely just staying at home and not having an office necessarily, but there is always, it's just the freedom to have the option to go into the office when you need to, not necessarily you are stuck at home in like a penjara.
Yeah, of course, you know, there's a whole bunch of people who do not even have the option to work from home, whether in your manufacturing or whatever. And, you know, I feel bad for those people, I really do, but, you know, that's the industry that they're in. But I think, you know, we've discussed it. We've talked about how traffic has gone down. We've talked about how, you know, pollution levels have altered. We've looked at the rivers and we've seen how clean they've become because people are just not out and about and doing one thing. Yeah. And it's not just because they're working from home. It's because people are genuinely staying at home. And I think people have actually started to see these differences and they've really started to pay attention for the most part.
Mm-hmm. And recognize the value of being at home and working from home.
Yeah.
But I also think that for a lot of people, I mean, we are talking and we have like a similar dynamic in the sense that none of us are parents. And I've seen some of my friends who are parents and they're going a bit stir crazy and they're like, when do the schools open or when do I get to go back to the office? Because they need that separation. I'm thinking of people with large families or people who have a lot of family members at home.
Caregivers as well.
They might not want to be at home to work because there is no third space or there is no space where they can actually focus because their attention's like always being, you know, split apart, doing other things at home. So maybe then they might want to come into the office where they can get to just focus on their job.
Yeah, and I know that even before this MCO started, there were some office buildings that started having like daycare floors and things like that for younger children. We have a sort of a separate room and we're also baby friendly, kid friendly, pet friendly, all that jazz. So, you know, I think that a lot of the things we're talking about now were all just hypotheticals before all these lockdowns started. And now that we've put them into place, it's clearly doable, and I would love to see like where the alternative of workspaces, you know, will start to grow in the future.
Yeah. I mean, one of the marketing groups, Inspira, over in the US, what they've done is, because they're now saving money on office space and that kind of thing, they've decided that for those employees that have decided to work from home, they've supplied them with monitors, they've supplied them with laptops or whatever they need, mm-hmm. so they can actually be productive at home and they don't have to worry about spending their money on a laptop or on a monitor or on a PC, because you're our employee, you know, it's still our property, but it's just that it's in your house right now, you know, and I think that's going to be the way forward, perhaps.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of companies that sort of provide equipment for the employees, if just to keep them at home and give them that comfort and what do you call it, the facility to work from home. Some of the podcasts that I listen to on the way to work, what the companies did was they just shipped off microphones to them and recorders to them.
Yes.
And then what they do is they record from home and send it to a common production suite, and they put the podcast together.
One of my favorite YouTube channels ever, Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
So if people don't know, they're basically they were a food magazine, and they also still have that food magazine out. But their YouTube channel went viral because they now have all these shows with all these chefs as personalities. And now they were also given all the video equipment, and they've been filming, you know, cooking videos from home. And that's been particularly interesting because they've also had to navigate how to transition back into using their home kitchen to cook a lot of their very intricate recipes.
Yeah.
And also they've had to learn how to film themselves. But it's clearly very, very doable, and it looks great still.
Right, right.
So I think, you know, that's a great example if people are looking for inspiration for that.
On that note, there's a young Indian girl who does a cooking show on using very traditional methods, using very simple tools, filmed her entire thing on her smartphone here in Malaysia, and has now accrued, I think, 375,000 followers.
Whoa.
Just in the last couple of weeks, because she was like, look, I want to do it. Yeah. I want to see how I can do it and see how productive. Of course, now she has followers. She has a sponsorship on her YouTube channel. She's done very well. So clearly it's doable.
It's doable.
It's about the content.
Yeah, and there's like a whole other market, and there's so many other things too. It's a whole field that I think a lot of people have not explored and will start exploring if employers get serious about it.
Right, we're going to wrap up for this segment, but of course, that question again: if you were given the opportunity to work from home permanently, would you take it or not? Let us know why or why not. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're available at BFM Radio. Music up next, it is The Selector with Too Much Pressure. We'll be back with our next story here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.